Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
I wish what we're going to talk about was not true, but unfortunately it is. We're going to be talking about a case out of Maine on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, of course, you recently argued this case in the Maine Supreme Court, and the media has just grabbed onto this, said, this is ridiculous. How can this be? And a mother is not allowed to take her daughter to church according to a court order?
Yeah, no church, no Bible. No Christian friends. This court order endangers Christian parents nationwide. It involves Emily Bickford and her 12-year-old daughter, soon to be 13 in January. And the judge in this case has given Matthew Bradeen, the father who has never married to Emily, but is the father of Ava, the sole authority to veto any kind of association with anyone related to or part of Calvary Chapel in Portland, any church, any reading of the Bible, any association with her Christian friends, any kind of association with a religious organization or religious philosophy. It's so broad, It is breathtaking.
You know, it's painful to watch. This man obviously has some kind of hurt or pain related to a religious experience or something where he just totally adamantly defies God and wants nothing to do with him. But then to turn around and project that upon his daughter is so wrong.
Well, it's an amazing situation. It's so broad. I've never seen anything quite like it. This family court judge in Maine actually listened to some so-called expert that Matthew Bradeen flew in from California, a former sociology professor, who testified that Calvary Chapel in Portland, which is an evangelical Christian church, there's about a couple of thousand of these churches around the country, is a cult-like organization because it has characteristics of what she says is a cult. Now, what are those characteristics? Well, they believe in absolute truth. They believe in the Bible. They teach the Bible verse by verse, chapter by chapter. They believe in heaven, hell, angels, demons. They believe in eternal life, eternal punishment. They also believe in salvation through Jesus Christ. And they have a pastor who is very confident about what he believes with regards to the scriptures.
Typical evangelical church.
Yeah,
not a cult.
I mean, that kind of description applies to
any
where you'd
want to go,
church,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because the church believes in, I mean, on the very top of the second page of the order, it says that the church believes in heaven, hell, angels, demons, salvation, and the second coming.
That would be the Bible.
And that's a problem. And so the so-called sociology expert, not an expert really in this issue, but claims to be, says that this church follows the, quote, Moses model. Moses model, whatever that is. Moses model is like derogatory. Well, I thought Moses was someone that both Jews and Christians admired, mm-hmm. who was a courageous leader, who confronted the Pharaoh of his time.
Mm-hmm. Delivered the Ten Commandments.
Delivered the Ten Commandments from Mount Sinai.
Yes.
Led the people of
Met with God face
Israel,
to face.
Yeah. The children of God through the wilderness for 40 years. Met God face to face. Actually appeared.
Right.
During the transfiguration with Jesus and Elijah. Moses is a bad character. I mean, this is, they said, the Moses model, which is not meant to be complimentary. The Moses model, I guess, is designed to convey a message that, well, Moses is this charismatic, authoritative leader who is not good. So therefore, if you have a pastor who believes in the Bible and is confident about what the Bible speaks, well, that's the Moses model.
Well, wait, but this former sociology professor is supposed to be an expert on cults. Well, what is a cult?
Well, that's a good question. What is a cult? We weren't the trial counsel in this case. I would have loved to have been there in the courtroom to question this particular individual, but we weren't there. But we took the case over on appeal because it was so egregious. We're not typically involved in these kinds of custody disputes unless they have some significant religious freedom component, as in this case. And so when we saw this, and the judge issued an order, and the judge, by the way, on the same page that she issues this order, says that there is no evidence that Ava, the daughter, has suffered any harm
right.
by exposure to anything associated with the Bible. There's no evidence of that. Of course there's no evidence of it. Then the judge, a few sentences later, launches into the order. And the order says that Matthew Bradeen, who obviously does not believe in God and certainly has a hatred towards churches in general, has the sole right. Now the mom, who is a fit parent, has primary custody and has had primary custody since Ava was born, 12 plus 13 years ago. Now all the decision-making regarding her religious upbringing is removed and placed into a man who brings this person to say that churches are cults or cult-like.
A man who is, yeah.
Because they follow the Bible.
A man who wants nothing to do with religion.
Doesn't want anything to do with religion. So now he has the sole authority to ban Ava and therefore her mother, because her mother is the primary custodian. So Ava's going to be there with Emily. And then he has visitation, but to ban her from ever having any association with Calvary Chapel, anybody associated with Calvary Chapel. Now, they've attended Calvary Chapel in Portland from May of 2021 until the order was issued in December of 2024. 3.5, nearing 4 years. And so now Ava has to totally disassociate with her Christian friends. She can't meet with them. She can't meet with any of her Sunday school teachers, any of her pastors, no mentors, nothing. She just has to totally cold turkey cut ties with everybody. She can't read any of their videos, any of their literature, watch any of their videos. She can't have any association with anything produced by or associated with Calvary Chapel. Well, what's associated with Calvary Chapel? Well, they teach the Bible verse by verse, chapter by chapter. That's a quote from the order. They teach the Bible verse by verse, chapter by chapter. So she can't have any association with that. And in case you think that's an exaggeration, the order goes on to say that anything that is involving religious literature, religious philosophy, including the Bible in general, he has a total veto right over her exposure to anything like that. No other church, no religious organization, so it's not just churches, it's also religious organizations. So that means in December of 2024, December of 2025, Ava can't take her daughter to a Christmas concert, can't take her daughter to a Christmas event, can't take her daughter to a candlelight service during Christmas, no Easter celebration, cannot, under the court order, unless the father, Matthew Bradeen, consents, take her to any church. And in fact, since December of 2024, he has denied every church. I have it on my email right now that Emily sent to him a request to go to some other Baptist church.
Mm-hmm.
He says, well, I need to review the sermons. The sermons? I've not been feeling well, so I haven't had the time to. So this is just absolute ridiculousness. There are court orders from other Supreme Courts of other states that say it's unconstitutional to give one parent in a custody situation total veto over that child's religious activity when in the presence of the other parent. Now, how it typically would work would be when Ava's with Emily, she could go to whatever church she wants to. When she's with Matthew, he could not go to any church if that's what he wants to, but cannot have a total veto right over the parental rights of a fit parent that also impinges on the religious free exercise of that parent and of this child as well. The child also has constitutional rights, by the way. And this court is giving the veto power in one individual who is against God, against churches, and is hostile to religion.
So we pray this is overturned, Maine Supreme Court.
Yes, pray. We just argued that at the Maine Supreme Court before six justices. Pray that we get a great victory, and pray that that victory is soon so that Ava and her mom, Emily, can go back to church. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.